This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Reformation of the Mind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We've heard too much about reformation, change, you know, having a transition. What is the true reformation is what we would like to discuss today. Well, first and foremost, the most important pillar for the reformation of individuals is the reformation of their minds. You know, sometimes when we talk about reformation, we're just too confined and too focused to the actions. It is not about actions, necessarily. The real reformation, which reflects in your actions, is the reformation of the mind. Some imagine reformation to be a superficial thing, wherein they just change a few habits and assume that they have reformed themselves, and that this is what reformation is all about. Well, giving up some bad habits is good, but the scope of reformation is not limited and confined to that. The true reformation is the reformation of the mind. Keep this in your mind. Individual level reformation is one thing where, let's say, we don't lie, we don't cheat, we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's disobedience, for instance, you know, we don't go down that route. That's a very individual level reformation. Then the higher level reformation after that is, the second level of reformation is the family level reformation, where you, reform yourself to start respecting your parents, caring for your spouse and your children. The third level is where you're concerned about the society now. So it is the societal level reformation, supporting the oppressed, for instance, doing charity to uplift the downtrodden, etc. So reformation is not something just, you know, confined to giving up some habits. You know, it's basically a reformation of the mind. Right? So this is what we need to keep in mind. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the reformation of the mind. And we said that reformation does not imply that we just change some habits and keep living a life as we used to. No. Reformation is the reformation of the entire mindset. You know, that is the true reformation. And why should one reform is a question that may come to your mind. Well, the answer is, we should reform for the sake of Allah. If man's actions are for the sake of Allah the Almighty and to show obedience to Him, or at least to obtain the reward of the world to come, and to be saved from its punishment, they will bring about well-being and felicity in both the worlds for him, and he will be fruitful for the society. On the contrary, if his actions are only for material goals, they will not have elevated results. You know, sometimes we see that we bring about reformation, but it is for this dunya, for some dunyavi and for this worldly benefits that we want to reap through that superficial reformation. Well, guess what? If you reform yourself, if I reform myself, if we reform ourselves for the sake of Allah, then it guarantees our benefits in this world and our salvation in the hereafter as well. Reformation impacts your decision-making. The decision-making of an individual can only go through proper reformation if he or she has the proper reformation of the mind. Again, it's not about actions so much. Actions are the result of the reformation of one's mind. So inshallah, let's try to change that mindset, reform that mindset for good, for the sake of Allah, based on the instructions provided to us by Allah, His Prophet, and infallible Imams. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.